your seat is your portion, is your allocation. That image he's talking about is something that no wind of adversity can remove. You have prayed it in to your spirit and you have taken hold of it. You know that the Holy Ghost anoints the pictures of your heart, images of your heart that have been
but every time you are under the anointing, no time under the anointing is wasted.
This truth we have, sit down, marinate it.
Now I hope you know that we don't take anything less than a thousandfold increase for us. So it's the kingdom of God, Matthew 4:26, as if a man going to sow a seed and into the ground, and then he goes and sleeps and awakes, and the seed grows, he knoweth not how. He knoweth not how. I'm taking the nations. He knoweth not how. You see, you say, you speak it, you chant it, you sow into it.
He has helped us. Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We honor you tonight, Lord Jesus. We honor you tonight. This gathering is unto you. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being able to gather together as children of God, people of God, enjoy the ministry of the Spirit. We don't take you for granted. Thank you for this great conference, City Takers Conference. Thank you for this great church. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your servant, your angel, his precious wife, all the pastors, the leaders in this great church, the parishioners. Thank you for what evidently your mighty hand has been doing over these years. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for the great words that have been spoken in this conference. I know that our lives shall never be the same. Thank you for the privilege and honor to contribute that which you put in my heart tonight. Lord, tonight I ask that you think through my mind and speak through my lips. Let it be all of you and none of me. I publicly declare before your people that I accept you, manifest yourself in this place. I'll fall flat upon my face. I'm totally relying upon you. We receive tonight eyes that see and ears that hear and a wise understanding heart. Declare the word of God will be taught with great precision and power. You go beyond the capabilities and graces and capacities of the preacher. You fulfill the expectations of the hearts of your people tonight. Your people shall move upwards and forwards, as has been declared, breaking forth, breaking out. Touching zones of your mercy and your grace and your favor that they have never touched before. Going places they have never gone before. For that is your will, plan, and purpose. The path of a just man has a shining light. It shines from our morn to the perfect day. That shall be the experience of everyone here tonight. Father, we thank you. We vow to give you the glory and honor and praise for all that you will accomplish here tonight. While we will always be content to receive the blessing. For oh, how you desire to bless us. We give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' precious name. And all that grew that prayer, shout a big hallelujah. All that grew that prayer, shout a big glory. Wow. I am so honored, always, always so honored to be here. Praise the name of the Lord. So, so honored. So, so honored. I tell you that that's the truth in Christ Jesus. I'm always honored to be here. Praise the name of the Lord. When I have the privilege of visit, to share, to whatever, it's awesome what God is doing here. And as we came into the office, you know, pastor's office, you know, that was so strong. I looked at him and I said, you know what, pastor? There are absolutely no limits over this church. That is the truth. This is a church that has no borders, that has no limits. Because the spirit of here is so pure and sincere. And your pastor has honored me. Your pastor, you know him, is a man of honor. And his honor comes from his heart. I think that's one of his great secrets, honor. You know, in the kingdom of God, it's not so much intellect. They're just little hinges that swing open big doors. And once you grab a hold of these things and you work them, are you here, somebody? You excel and rise above people of great intellect. Because in the kingdom of God, it's the mysteries of God's kingdom that are our wisdom and intellect. Praise the name of the Lord. And many times I look at pastor, I say, what can I give him? Praise the name of the Lord. I said, what can I give him? He's not a man that's after material things. Praise the name of the Lord. But tonight, from the depth of my heart, from the depth of my heart, from the depth of my heart, pastor, and I say this and I don't say it lightly, whatever your heart has desired from heaven, and I don't say this lightly, sir, whatever your heart has desired from heaven, it shall not be withheld from you. some things are going to begin to happen immediately after this meeting. I'm talking about your deepest desires. I'm talking about your furthermost expectations. That's the only gift I can give to you tonight. Whatever your heart has stretched for, it will not be withheld from your hands. Tonight it begins to enter your hand like never before. I know the anointing comes from the head down. As it rests upon your pastor, it enters into your hands. Tonight I hear in my heart prophetic portions, prophetic packages, prophetic portions, prophetic packages. That's what I heard in my heart. Many times I come for meetings like this, is just at the point in time I'm about to go to the podium that the Spirit of God begins to speak to me to redirect me. But tonight I see that what is happening, and it's actually not just tonight, but it's a culmination of this conference, because this conference was put together by the Spirit of God. The truth of the matter is that the Lord told me that many here are going to bear a new identity. By the words you've been hearing and you will yet hear, you'll be crafted into a new identity. It's not just so much of what you know, but who you have become. You will leave this conference and begin to attract things that you have never attracted before. I am not speaking lightheartedly. You will leave this conference and things will begin to find you that you were looking for. You will leave this conference like Saul left the presence of Samuel, and the Bible said concerning him, he became another man. You will leave this conference and some things you have never seen, you will start seeing. Some things you have never touched, you will start touching. Some places you have never gone, you will start going. And I hear in my heart that the tiebreaker is here. The tiebreaker is here. That which breaks the deadlock has come. That which breaks the greed has come. That which fulfills words hanging over your head has come. The tiebreaker has come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are crossing borders. You are crossing invisible lines that have been drawn, and barriers that you have been hitting and hitting and hitting. You are crossing borders tonight. Oh, you are crossing invisible lines tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are touching money you have never touched before. You are seeing things you have never seen before. It has nothing to do with your age, your experience. It has everything to do with who you are becoming under the anointing. God is making you something. He is making you something. He is crafting you into something. Mark my words, it's not a matter of what you know or who you know. It's a matter of what you have become. And when you sit under anointed words, you become is the mystery of becoming. And I see that after you leave this place tonight, you have become a magnet. Mark my words, you have become a magnet. You become a magnet. People, places, and things will begin to gravitate towards you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many of you here, it's not about age, it's not about experience. God has given you a place in the palace of the King. God has given you a spot in the palace of the King. God has endeared you to the kings of the earth. God has endeared you to the kings of the earth. He has given you a place, a spot in the palace of the King. From today, you become palace dwellers. You become palace dwellers. You become palace dwellers in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have entered today a place of honor like you never touched before. Can I tell you the truth? In Christ Jesus, you have your pastor to thank for it. You have your pastor to thank for it. So I'm just going to do what the Lord put in my heart to do. But that's what's happening tonight. Prophetic portions and packages and allocations are coming to you. And you're being crafted into a different man. Forget my gender. There's no male or female in Christ Jesus. That man is the species, male man, female man. You're becoming a different man. Something, you're entering something tonight. And what you are becoming will attract things. You become a magnet tonight. You will see, you'll be pulling things from everywhere. Your presence will open up grounds. There are no burnt out fields. There are no arid grounds. There are no wilderness grounds for people like you. Where men have toiled in a place and it looks like a wilderness, when you get there, the wilderness begins to become a garden, a beautiful garden, and bring forth water. Because your arrival is the code that unlocks places. Your arrival is the code that unlocks places. So the Lord told me tonight that there are prophetic portions, there are prophetic packages, there are prophetic allocations that people are going home with tonight. And you're going to wear this thing. It's going to stick to you. It's going to become part of you and who you are. It's not going to be so much about what you know, but about who you have become. The wisest people on the earth are people that sit under prophetic words. You know it. These things jump on you. And you become these things. These things are spirits. Jesus said in John chapter 6 verse 63, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Glory to the name of the Lord. Lift up your hands and thank the Lord tonight. The mystery of being and becoming, that's what's happening tonight. Father, we thank you. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we thank you. We give you all the praise and glory from the depth of our hearts. Thank you, Father. Glory to the name of the Lord. So, Pastor, from the depth of my heart, I love you. I love you. I love your wife. From the depth of my heart, I love you guys. I love Pastor Godwin, Pastor Peter. I love this church. This is a church I can be a member of very easily. I tell you the truth in Christ Jesus. This is a church I can be a member of very easily. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, put those hands together. Let's celebrate our pastor and his precious wife. Come on, let's appreciate the gift of God that we have. Let's appreciate the gift of God that we have. Let me tell you something. The word of God is the wisdom of God. No matter how angry human beings become at the word of God and its application, it will not change. It will not change. I said it will not change. Isaiah chapter 32 verse 2 said that God set a man as a covering from the winds and the waves. It's not a matter of hero worship. It's a matter of divine pattern. If you line up with divine pattern, your days of struggling are over forever. I tell you the truth. It's not hard. It's not hard. It's pride that makes it hard. Or lack of revelation. Pastors are ladders. They are ladders. That's the truth. You see, it's not matter. See, let me tell you something. Wherever you place your pastor, wherever you want to go, put your pastor there first. And you have entered. It's not, pastors are donkeys to be used. You better use them well. Oh. They're ladders. You climb them into it. You don't fight them. You don't attack them. Because they're not even your servant anyway. But if God called a pastor or any, you know, ministry gift, they are ladders. You climb them into your destiny. They're donkeys. They're ladders. So, you know, these things are not difficult. You're not supposed to be struggling. It's not men of intellect that excel. It's not men of talents that excel. It's people, you guys are talking about truth. That's it. Not one member of the body of Christ has to struggle if their head is correct. If their head is correct. You don't have to, not one day of struggle. Erase struggle mentality. How can you struggle when you have the anointed in your midst? You don't know how to do business. Hey. It's a business transaction. You don't receive the anointed as somebody who is in need. It's a business transaction. I don't care how you want to say it. I don't really care how you want to say it. My time is even going. But it's a business transaction. I have the anointed in my midst. I use him to rise. I love him all. But the reason why, but I love myself very much too. When I give to the anointed, it's because I love myself. Yeah. I love the anointed, but I love myself more. It's the law of self-love. So I'm just excited because you know you guys always mess me up. I love you guys. I brag about your pastor and his wife and this church anywhere. Anywhere. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the world, the globe is your parish. See, this thing is not about, it's not experience, it's not age, it's not natural exposure, but it's spiritual exposure. But it's not experience, it's not age, it's not natural experience. It is understanding how God does things. So when we're confessing God's word here, speaking God's word here, and talking about money and talking about nations and talking about that, you don't look at your age. Let me tell you, the time is short and the work is much. God has entered a compressed season now. It's people who know how to do business with the anointing that are going to move. It's not English. It's not English. You can have broken English and you'll be handling global conglomerates. I did not say you should not polish your English, but honestly, the polished English means nothing. This thing is the anointing, raw and diluted. That's what moves men. Then if you want to add swag to it, then garnish it. Wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Now you guys are messing me up. Really, you guys are messing me up. But you know, at least I'm feeling a bit lighter now because the load is reducing a bit now. Thank you, Lord. Well, somebody shout and give the Lord some praise tonight. Praise God. Glory. Please be seated. I came here with a wonderful, wonderful man of God, gentleman, Brother Adele Onifade. Praise the name of the Lord. Always standing at our side. Appreciate it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you all so much for receiving me. Hallelujah. This evening, I just want to just do this. I'm going to be mindful of my time, but I'm sure that the Lord has already done over 50% of what he sent me here to do. But we'll share a few thoughts tonight on the power of your God-given place. A few thoughts. And I know that these are not strange thoughts. I know that it's within the vicinity, the family of thoughts of what we've been sharing on. When we come to conferences like this, our expectation is not necessarily to say something new, but to say something fresh. To say something, or even if we just come and re-emphasize something and preach another message verbatim, it's all right. The most important thing is that we get the impartation of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I'm sharing this evening on the power of your God-given place. I'll read some scriptures. Let me start from Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 15. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to the name of the Lord. This is City Takers Conference. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And it's very obvious. It's very obvious that we are taking cities. That, I mean, it's all over this place. Hallelujah. Well, the labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them. I know that's not talking about you. Because he knoweth not how to go to the city. The labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them. Because he knoweth not how to go to the city. Now look at this. It did not say that labor was wrong. But it said that foolish labor is wrong. Now look at that word wearieth. Wearieth means that you're dispensing energies without results. So it ends up with a frustrated effort. It's a frustrated effort. Every one of them. So everybody that operates in foolish labor, this is their lot. They become weary. So every one of them. Why? He knoweth not how to go to the city. One of the three main words now seen this year is truth, right? He knoweth not how to go to the city. Now let me just read, I'll just read these things quickly and then let's go to Proverbs 27 verse 8. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. So I know and I assume, or I believe, that when we're talking about city, we're not necessarily talking about a geographical location or a physical scene. It may have an expression that way, but your city is your portion. Is your portion. Is your allocation. Amen. It may be domiciled within a geographical location, but your city is your allocation. So look at this now. As a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. So we have allocations, we have portions, we have packages, but these things are not random. Are you here, somebody? We don't flourish everywhere. We don't flourish anywhere. Are you here, somebody? God's a God of plan, purpose, and objectivity. As you know, He, for everybody, He has a placement. Praise the name of the Lord. So, can I see that scripture again? As a bird wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. The nest of the bird is the place of the bird's protection. Is the place of the bird's production. You understand that the bird lays its eggs in the nest, not in space. Is the place of the bird's protection for her young. Is the place of God's provision. When she the mama bird goes and gets food or provision for her young, it's in the nest she domiciles it. So it says, as a man, as a bird wandering from his place, so is a what? A man, as a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. So you have a place. And of course, man, he, man, she, man. Are you here, somebody? So you have a place. These things are not going to happen. Provision, production, highest level of production is in your place. Are you here, somebody? You may be multi-gifted, but all the multiplicity of your gifts is domiciled in a place. Because in God's agenda is that place that's the place of the anointing. That place is your provision. That place is your provision. That place is your place of protection. That place is your genius. Are you here, somebody? Now, from that place, you can take the world. But you must know the place. It's not a cage. It's a platform. Are you here, somebody? I said, are you here, somebody? Glory to the name of the Lord. Let's look at this, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Some of you are going to go by instruction tonight. But many of you are going to just simply go by the unction. I hear my heart. Many in this place will stumble into their place. Some will go by instruction. But can I tell you this? It's not everyone that goes by instruction. Some go by stumbling. That's the thing. When you're in an anointed environment, praise the name of the Lord, even your stumbling becomes wisdom. So many of you are going to stumble into your place. Some of you will be pursuing things that you thought it was that thing. But in the midst of your pursuit, you'll be blindsided. Something book will open up and you'll fall into your place. And you know what? It will fit like a hand in a glove. Kenneth Hagin talks about the will of God. He said, I love the way he said it. The late Kenneth Hagin, he said, you know, the permissive will of God is like washing your feet with your socks on. You know how weird that thing is? So many people have been washing their feet with their socks on. But you're stumbling into your place. Some people will stumble into their place. Oh. Sir, ma, this is going to happen very early. Very early. Very early. I said very early. Now can I stretch a little bit? Can I stretch a little bit? Can I stretch a little bit? January will not end. Can I stretch a little bit? January will not end before somebody will fall into their place. And it will fit like a hand in a glove. You say, where has this place been all along? But you say, under the anointing, a veneer has been lifted now. Under the anointing, a veneer has been lifted now. A blindfold has been lifted now. And you go about as you thought, doing things as you thought you were doing them. But you stumble into your place. Not every barricade is ordained of the devil. Some barricades are barricades of light. It will bounce you into the right place. Not as though you didn't hear before, but you are walking, but you meet another barricade. But this is not a blockade of darkness, it's a blockade of light. Light is stronger than darkness. Light can block you.
The only thing about the blockade of light is that it redirects you.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't confuse you. So tonight a veneer has been lifted. A veil. A curtain. In the invisible realm. A few of you will have supernatural and spectacular encounters. But all of you will have supernatural encounters. Spectacular is when you say a vision or dream or trance. A few of you here will have it. In this week coming. But all of you will have a supernatural experience. And the supernatural experience is that a veneer will be lifted. It's an invisible thing. It will be naturally supernatural. Supernaturally natural. Here you are walking along a place. And suddenly you're deflected into another place. It will be like play, like play, like play. And you stumble into your harvest. And then things will start cascading on you. Cascading on you. It's like heaven is waiting on you to ambush you. To ambush you. Please sit. This is a very dangerous church. Oh. Very, very dangerous church. The eye on the preacher's head in prayer. Dangerous church. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Moreover, I will appoint a place. Say a place. For my people Israel, and I will plant them that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more. Santohorobose. You know what that means to us? The main thing. If you are baking before, if you are selling before, if you are doing this, you are doing this before, if it was the main thing, it would be amplified. If it was the main thing, it's not that God necessarily cut you off of that thing. It will still be profitable, but he'll move you into the main thing. So that's what I hear. People are entering the mainstream. I said the mainstream. Are you ready? Where the main money is. Ladies and gentlemen. Where the main money is. And can I tell you something? It may not be where you are thinking it is. Some of you have gifts inside of you that you don't even know are there. Because somebody will call somebody and say, it may be a chance meeting. And say, can you run a shipping line? Guess what you say? You're well taught now. Guess what you say? Guess what you say? No knowledge of shipping. No knowledge of nothing. Can you run a shipping line? I have a few vessels that are hanging in the pot. Can you do this? What you do not say under the anointing is, no, I can't. I can do all things through the anointed one and his anointing which strengtheneth me. So get ready. We are magneting this question on you. This is a question you're going to be hearing the next few days and weeks. Can you do this? Can you do that? Can you do this? And I'm telling you, these questions will come in areas that you have no known expertise as of yet. But if when God brings it across your way, it's because he's hidden something in you. Listen to me. Every time you hear the word of God, he's sealing instruction in you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
He said, how did these miracles take place? Is it by the works of the Lord? No, but by the hearing of faith. That means every time you're under the anointing, no time under the anointing is wasted. You may not have seen a man, you may not have seen or heard anything physical, but God is hiding and sealing instruction in you. Where these are the seasons where the things he has hidden in you will begin to unfold. Roads you have not known, capabilities you don't know you have. It's the opportunities that hit you now. That will show you what God has hidden in you. And for many of you, it's going to be a sharp deviation from what you have done before. Glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're starting an airline. Can you get me 1,000 pilots? Yes, I can. Have you not been calling money in dollars? You know me, I'm a very, very observant person. And I saw a check on pastors. I'm very observant too. That's one of my the things that help me, pastor. I'm very observant. Are you ready for big money? How big is your God? How big is your God? I don't need you to answer me. It's up to you. How big is your God?
How fast do you think your God can change things? Oh yeah, just give me Ephesians 3:20. The Passion Translation. How big is your God tonight? Portions, packages, allocations. That's what the Lord told me there. To be quite honest with you, I didn't have that. I got that when I came in here. Portions, packages, allocations. And it's jumping on you. Amen. I said it's jumping on you. Amen. As we're talking, it's jumping on you. Amen. This thing I'm talking about is not a long time. Oh, yes. The Lord has arisen early for you. Amen. In 2021. Amen. That's what the Lord said. He said the image that you have been bearing, he's changing. Because there's been a confluence of prophetic words in your life. So in this conference, you're changing image. You're changing image. Not before face that is here, but you have changed image. Joseph's brothers thought the blessing was with his coat, and they took the coat. You say you like my shoe, I give you my watch as well. That's not where it is. But you are changing image. And that image you're changing is making you a magnet. You are a magneto. From this meeting, you are a magnet. Can we see that Ephesians 3:20? After we read that, you can sit down. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Do we have the passion? Okay. Thank you, Lord. I said thank you, Lord. I said thank you, Lord. So as you're hearing these words tonight, the Lord is pushing you, pulling you, tugging you into your place. Amen. And now what I'm talking about mainstream. Yes, sir. You're hitting the main nerve, the core, the mainstream of your stream of blessing. The mainstream. It's not that you're not be productive in other areas, but listen, the mainstream. That's the place where all your gifts are harmonized. Amen. Are you here, somebody? Glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, if I have a bit of challenge, no problem. No problem. Well, can somebody help me there? Yes, sir. Pastor. Thank you, Pastor G. Thank you. God bless you. Thanks. Oh, great. Thank you. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request. How big is your God? He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request. Your most unbelievable dream. Don't be me right now. I'm here. And exceed your wildest imagination. So if you have no image, you're not working with God, you're playing. If you come to a horror wall, I tell people one of the benefits of prayer is that you see. The second benefit of prayer is that as you continue in prayer, praise the name of the Lord, what you see will concretize in your heart. That image he's talking about is something that no wind of adversity can remove. You have prayed it in to your spirit and you have taken hold of it. So if you don't have an image, you're playing games. Bishop Oyedepo calls it playing without knowing. You think you're praying, but you're playing without knowing. We pray to lay hold on images, and we continue in prayer to lay hold on the image and take it as ours. So once that image is yours, that's it. Because that image becomes a magnet that pulls resources out of the realm of the spirit. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request. Your most unbelievable dream. He will exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all. For his miraculous power constantly energizes you. So me, I'm just doing my sermon tonight. And I know that there are packages, allocations, jumping on people. And I know that your identity is changing. You're wearing another image. It will surprise you what you begin to attract. So you better get ready. Are you here, somebody? Sir, ma, you don't go to the palace talking like a peasant. You must learn the protocol of a palace. That's who you are now. I said, that's who you are now. You can't stagger at big things. You beat out inferiority in the place of prayer. Pray in other tongues and meditate upon what Christ has done for you. It's the greatest remedy for inferiority complex. You beat out those things in the place of prayer. You bear another image. It's who you are in the spirit, but it must become who you are in your mind. That's where the action is. That mind must conform to who you are inside. So prayer is not playing, as you well know. Are you here, somebody? I said, are you here, somebody? Glory to God. 2 Samuel 7:10. So something is happening tonight that's moving you to mainstream. Moving you to mainstream. Your core area. Now, in part of working with this unlimited God is not assuming that you even know your core area. You just let that anointing work. Because like I said earlier, there's many opportunities that will fall on you that will show you the capabilities God has hidden in you. And these things are sealed inside of you when you sit down under the anointing and you're hearing prophetic words. All kind of things are changing. So the law of hearing tells us that these miracles are manifested. They don't come by the works of the law, Galatians 3:5, but by the hearing of faith. So as you hear, you become. Something is happening. Even beyond what your mental comprehension can do. You sit down and analyze a message in your mind, or you even get a revelation in your spirit. Even beyond that, God is hiding some things in you. And in these days, what he has hidden in you is coming out. Amen. So 2 Samuel 7:10. Moreover, I'll appoint a place for my people Israel, and I'll plant them that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more. That's what we're talking about, mainstream. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them anymore as before time. My precious brethren, your days of struggling over wealth are over. Amen. Your days of contending over wealth are over. Amen. God is moving you into the core of your anointing. Amen. The core of the operation of the blessing. There is a strand out of the diverse manifestations of the blessing of Abraham. There is a strand for you. There's a strain of that blessing for you. And it's tied to your place. Are you here, somebody? Psalm 16, verse 5 and 6. You know that it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by the Spirit of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. I said, glory to the name of the Lord. I'll just compress the rest of what I have. I'll just compress and touch on it, but let's just read this. Psalm 16:5. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. He has hidden it for you. Now he's revealing it to you, or bringing you to that which he has hidden for you. Thou maintainest my lot. Maintain. Are you here, somebody? When you understand this, you struggle with no man, you strive with no man. Thou maintainest my lot. Now verse 6. The lines have fallen upon me in pleasant places. Can we say that? Thou maintainest my lot.
Thou maintainest my lot.
The lines have fallen upon me in pleasant places. Glory to the name of the Lord. I have a goodly heritage. Kind. 2021 is kind to Dunkagon walk.
is kind to you.
Thou maintainest my lot. Those lines have fallen upon me in pleasant places. Those places of demarcation has demarcated and demarcated my strain and my strand, and is moving me to my core anointing. Glory to the name of the Lord. I'm not going to be dispersing energy. Are you here, somebody? On subsidiary anointings. I'm moving to my core. Glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. So you have a place. You have a place. Now there are several things I'll share. They're not new things, but I'll just go over them. This is what the Lord put in my heart for my part of the meeting. I know that by the time the whole meeting ends, the whole counsel of the Lord for you will be unveiled. But there are several things you must consider. Look, you see, the truths that have been given to us that we have tested, we must redig the wells of that truth and gain higher comprehension of it. You think you know the mystery of a seed? You don't know it yet. Say, I did so now. See, when you dig deeper, see, in every revelation, according to Mark chapter 4, there is, you see, he categorized it a 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold degrees of revelation. And with every degree of spiritual understanding, you break into something else. Are you here, somebody? So the first thing the Lord put in my heart for my time here, talking about your place, moving you into your place. Praise the name of the Lord. You cannot overemphasize, praise the name of the Lord, the mystery of the seed. Do you know that God's only or primary responsibility to you is to seed you? Everything this earth he created, every day he gave man seed. You know the scriptures. Let's go to Genesis 1. God's primary responsibility to you is to give you seed. You are crying, he has given you seed. So you're crying to me, I've given you seed. Are you here, somebody? I like the way somebody said it. Your seed is your ultimate power. Well, let me take it a bit further. Your seed is your absolute power. There's no dominion without seed, though. Sir, what seed will do, prayer can do. And what prayer will do, seed can do. But what seed and prayer will do? When you pray like you guys pray here, like a house of fire. Even that seed will know it must produce at maximum harvest. And in this hour, I hope you know that we don't take anything less than a 1,000-fold increase from a seed. Nothing less. We pass 100-fold. Yes, the Lord God of our fathers, even our fathers, bless you 1,000 times more as he has promised you. So one day I was meditating on the 1,000-fold increase, and the Lord said, you know what that is? That is unlimited growth and increase. No limits. No boundaries. Are you here, somebody? So you have to think, like God is thinking, and allow that image to get into you. Because when God is working with you and working with you, he's looking for that image in you. He's looking for something to latch onto. You know that the Holy Ghost anoints the pictures of your heart. Images of your heart that have concretized in your heart. He anoints them to pull them out of the realm of the spirit and force people, places, and things to conform to bring those images out. So now look at this. Genesis 1:26. Thank you. And God said, let's make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him, male and female created he them. Verse 28. And God blessed them. We quoted that as we're speaking God's word today. And God said unto them, be fruitful. You can't be fruitful until you are seedful. No fruit without seed. Be fruitful and multiply. You don't multiply air. It's seed that multiplies. Replenish the earth. Restock. Meaning that there was a stock before. So with seed, you can always restock. Replenish.
So you see the blessing of Abraham now, that empowerment to prosper, the blessing of Abraham is actually a perpetuation of the blessing of Adam. One leg is steeped in seed. One leg is steeped in authority. But can you see the relationship between seed and authority? Okay, let me just finish that. And subdue it. You know, subdue. Go and look at that. Subdue is a military word. It means incapacitate. It means oppress. It means give it no other option but to go a certain way. And have dominion. Subjugate. Don't give it a choice. No broke days here. I have no money problems and I will never have any money problems. Money is never in short supply. I always have. Give it no choice. Give it no choice. So, one leg, seed. Second leg, authority. That is the blessing of Abraham. Seed and authority. Are you here, somebody? But can you see this? The relationship between seed and authority is closely linked like this. It's like a 5 and 6. Are you here, somebody? So, really, your seed is an extension of your authority. Without seed, you don't dominate. Without seed, you don't take. So only dreamers are thinking of taking places without seed. Are you here, somebody? But your seed is your power. You know, one thing I love about seed is that God's law of proportionality is not like mathematical proportionality. Because with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, he fed a multitude. So the good news is that as you're listening to me today, the seed in your hand. Are you here tonight?
Yes, sir.
The seed in your hand. Are you here tonight?
Yes, sir.
Now is good enough for what I'm talking about. I didn't say the seed God will give you tomorrow. The seed you have in your hand now, as you are listening to me now, right now, is good enough. Are you here, somebody? Thank you, sir. He never leaves us without seed. So God's primary responsibility is to give us seed. He gives seed to the sower. Because when he gave you seed, he extended his dominion to you. That's how he does. He seeds us now. How does God seed us? By speaking.
Yes, sir.
Be blessed. He seeded you. So don't disturb me. I've given you what you need.
Yes, sir.
Don't disturb me, please. He has seeded you. Are you here, somebody? The seed God has put in your hand is oftentimes a pointer, praise the name of the Lord, to your place. Glory to the name of the Lord. You see, there's a ministry of the seed and there's a mystery of the seed. What's the mystery of the seed? That when it is sown, it grows. You don't know how. It rots in the ground. You see, God manifested his supernatural life in his natural creation. That no scientist can explain the mystery of life and death. That when you sow a seed, no Harvard graduate can tell you how that seed reproduces. Because it must die. It rots. It sheds off its former glory and takes on a new glory. So God commanded life out of death. Inside of that seed, he commanded life. That's what happens every time you sow your maize seed. Nobody can explain it. So just like they can't explain the mystery of how a baby is formed from a sperm and everything and over and inter, you can't explain that. You can't explain the mystery of how you're going to break into your core blessing. But with seed, you'll make your way. You will call for the supernatural. It's not by might, it's not by power, it's by the Spirit of the Lord. And you sleep one way and wake up another way. So when we pray for the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, one of those prayers are, God, show me the seed you've given me and how and where to sow it. When I sow my seed, I go to rest because the supernatural begins to work. Like play. It is sown, it grows. So is the kingdom of God, Matthew 4:26, as if a man going to sow a seed and into the ground, and then he goes and sleeps and awakes, and the seed grows. He knoweth not how. He knoweth not how. I'm taking the nations. He knoweth not how. You see it, you say it, you speak it, you chant it, you sow into it, and that mystery begins to happen. God begins to put pressure on systems of this world. Pressure on people, pressure on organizations, pressure on things. He shuts down natural reasoning in people's mind and makes them do what they have vowed they'll never do. They're cursing you, but they're giving you.
They're saying it will never happen, but with the next breath, they're making it happen. When you have seed, you iron the head of the systems of this earth. So you must go back again. When we're starting this ministry, the Lord told me, now you're going to be a lead pastor. I know you've been living by seed time and harvest, but you don't know it yet. Before I give you the marching order to start, your main meditation should be seed time and harvest. He said, so you deliver yourself from the caprices of men and be able to do what I've asked you to do. He said, you must solidify that message in your heart that seed time and harvest is your key to the supernatural. You help yourself and your ministry and you do what I've called you to do. So 2 years I was on the mystery of seed time and harvest. That was my main meditation until it concretized. I ate it, I slept it. So I respect people now, but I'm not afraid of who walks away. Walk away, you better start running. Run away. You don't control my supply. You don't. It's not arrogance. There's a fine line between arrogance and pride. But you see, you must pray this in, then you can act it out. That supernatural life must become, you must take a hold of it. Are you somebody? You know the late healing evangelist F.F. Bosworth, who wrote Christ the Healer, he was the mentor of T.L. Osborne. And one of the famous quotes of T.L. Osborne, talking about F.F. Bosworth, he said that, he said, there's something about truth. He said, you must hang around it until it totally turns your mind and thinking. You must hang around it until you turn. I said, no wonder. You know, F.F. Bosworth was not a spectacular healing evangelist. He had glasses like this. He would be reading like this. He would be reading his notes. So very, very unspectacular, uncharismatic. He'd read, okay, so let's read now. You know, he was a Reformed Baptist preacher. But as he's reading, cripples are coming out of him. Cancers are dropping. So let's read. The guy found his core place. Is it not charisma here? Truth has entered, sir. So that's a kohumba. You are finding your core place. Amen. See, don't be waka wakaing too much now. You sit down and cook this thing. Make your way. Get your picture. Marinate in it. And then when you step out of your house, you leave your picture. You become a divine magnet. That's how these things are. Are you here, somebody? When you find what works, you walk it now. You don't sit down and be playing around. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Where was I? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory. We're talking about seed, right? Thank you, Lord Jesus. He gives seed to the sower, bread to the eater, multiplies our seed sown, increases the fruit of our righteousness. That's 2 Corinthians 9:10, right? Praise the name of the Lord. So let me quickly talk about types of seed. Number one, your gifts and callings. We call them divine deposits, both natural and spiritual. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise the name of the Lord. Ephesians 4:7 said, unto every one of us, has God given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Now, listen, even, see, the light that lighted this world, according to John chapter 1, is Christ, right? And that light gave every man a gift. So there is no gift that's of satanic origin. Satan is a thief. He's a perverter. I remember when I was much younger, my immediate elder brother was just excellent at drawing. He used to, in elementary school, he'd be drawing comics with one of his white friends. Drawing comics. I saw that thing. I'll sit down and try and draw. Hey. But my hand would just be coming out all kind of horrible angles. That guy would just go, sia, sia, sia. God put that thing in him. Are you somebody? So one day, many, many years later, he was an architect, I was an engineer, so he now came and everything, and he asked me, he said he had some issues with mathematics and all of that, so he asked me and everything. I just came and said, look, I said, issue? So me, I just did fear, fear, fear. And I put it through. I said, yeah. Pastor, God will say, God never leaves you without seed. So there are different kinds of seeds. So some people are multi-gifted, but there's a danger in being multi-gifted. Dangerous. If you don't harness it. So what I'm saying is that as you go in this season, God is going to move you into your mainstream. Amen. then all these other giftings will be support to your mainstream, not distractions. Because God never wastes gifts. Are you here, somebody? Praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, so there's a mystery and ministry of the seed. The mystery of the seed is that when you sow it, it grows. You don't know how. That's the supernatural aspect of life. Please, I know this, that you're well taught. I want to reemphasize it. Never let go. You're not going to make progress on this journey outside of the supernatural. It's not by might, it's not by power, it's by the Spirit of the Lord. You think there's some hairy, smelly, eight-toed, five, six, seven-eyed, kind devils and principalities sitting on the mountains you want to sit down? He fights and he ties. You think these guys are going to respond to nonsense? You beat them down by the supernatural. It's a mystery of the supernatural. One of the key at the head, spear point of it, is this law of seed time and harvest. When you sow into the anointing and the anointed. He said he knoweth not how. You know that harvest is talking about is the anointing. You don't know how this thing will be. The anointing will dismantle some things from the root and make a way for you. And here you are entering into places that men have said are impossible. You see, as I'm talking now, I'm seeing pictures in my spirit. I'm seeing ancient gates in my spirit. You know these kind of doors that it seems as if they're cobwebs and dusty. They have not been opened for ages. But I see the anointing open those kind of doors. And you're going in and there are treasures behind those doors. Sir, let's use our technology. This is our technology. That's what they told them in Deuteronomy. Joshua told them, they said, this is your wisdom, Israel, before the nations of the earth. This is your wisdom before these nations. Because Israel was the only, said, there is no nation like you that has God as a king, whose constitution is the law. I know the law is spiritual. The law is not carnal. It just reveals carnality. It's a standard too high for man to hold. It's perfect. Like, you know, that's why when he gave them the law, God gave them the law, he had to give them the priesthood because he knew they couldn't keep it. So the priesthood to cover their infirmities so they will not be destroyed by defaulting the law. So he knoweth not how is going to be the story of your life. Amen. It has been, but going forward. Amen. There's a mystery of the seed, then there's a ministry of the seed. The ministry of the seed is how it's deployed from level to level. We deploy it. Yes, we understand the mystery, but we deploy it at different levels. Are you here, somebody? So for the next place you're going, you're going to deploy the ministry of the seed. He'll show you what seed to sow. Praise the name of the Lord. He'll show you where to sow it. And he'll show you the harvest to release your faith for. Are you here, somebody? So there's a seed of your gifts and callings which you must deploy. Praise the name of the Lord. Which you will amplify and move into the mainstream of it. Praise God forevermore. And like I said earlier, many of the things that you're going to understand are your core are going to come by the level of opportunity that God will hit at you. But the thing about it is this, you check it out, it will connect with your heart. There'll be a witness in your spirit. So it doesn't matter, you're going to come across things that you have no natural exposure for. You have no natural experience in. But it will connect with your heart. God's unfolding your inheritance to you. And he's showing you what he has hidden in you. Are you here, somebody? So, the ministry and mystery of the seed. Moving you into your place. Praise the name of the Lord. Second. You know this one, but I'll reemphasize it. Are you here, somebody? The place of the prophet in your life. Kaya. In fact, that one alone is worth his weight in gold. You must know the prophet of your prosperity. By a prophet, he led Israel out. By a prophet. That's God's technology. Ancient and modern. By a prophet. Not English. You can't take your mantle without a prophet. Oh. You do business with a prophet. It's ancient. You know it. But you know, we will strike it again. Ezra chapter 5 verse 2. Glory to the name of the Lord. You see, these prophets are ministry gifts. They are ladders.
they may be the most uncharismatic people.
But if they're called and anointed, they're ladders, they're gates, they're portals, like you know. Ezra, let's look, let's read it again. I know we can't quote it. Let's read it again. Praise the name of the Lord. Prophets are ladders, they are helping hands. They're helping hands. Glory to the name of the Lord. Let the world say what they want to say. Let's keep profiting with the prophetic. Let's keep, let them say whatever they want to say. Let them say we're fanatical. Let them say we're this. Let blah 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 blah. As they're talking, we are taking their mountains. They just find themselves sliding down. Me, I have not gone too far yet, oh. But you know something? Mark my word. All these guys have touched something that they'll never recover from. Facebook, Twitter, Google. Watch it. They've started going down. And we are taking it, oh. We are taking it, oh. Me, I could know some of your area, so. We are taking it, oh. And forget about it. It's not a matter of swag or anything. We are taking it. Our algorithms may be broken, but we are taking it. We may not have perfect algorithms, but we are taking it. But you can't take it without a prophet. Oh. You must trade with a prophet. Oh. You know the story now. Moses' hands were coming down. The battle was being lost. Joshua, who was it? Aaron and who? Her lifted up his hands and the battle changed. That is the truth. It's ancient and modern. You can't go beyond it. Forget all this English. Life is very spiritual. You tame life from the spirit realm. You can't tame life without a prophet. There must be an anointed one in your life. I don't need to go too far. You have an anointed one in this church. Just trade with what we have now. It's not a matter of pride, it's placement. It's placement. There's some people, when they lay hands on me, I say, go, is well. Ah, balako toribo. That's all. So when I'm going, I'm scanning. Somebody gave me a Rolex watch the other day. And I looked at it, I said, hey, oh Rolex. It is not time to wear thee. Thou hast come for such a time as this. This boy's mama didn't give birth to no fool. I said, I know there's one who carries rooms. That's what a prophet is. He's a carrier of rooms. Let me show you the way the Lord told me. Let me show you the word. He said, prophets are guardians and custodians of prophetic places and rooms. Remember Elijah now?
Yes, sir.
After that encounter with Jezebel, and he was running away. Remember what he was saying? Oh Lord, I'm the only one. Jezebel said, no, there are 7,000 names. But you sit down here and be refreshed. He said, okay, let me tell you what to do. Go and anoint this guy as king over Israel. Go and anoint Jehu as and go and anoint Elisha in thy. Now, who was going to do that? Elijah. In his backsliding state, right? But what did he do? What was he doing? He was distributing rooms. Take your own. The coronation was not the day that they called them to do. The coronation was when that prophet said, take your room. So they are custodians of rooms. Your mountain is so simple. This thing is not hard, though. Trade with the truth that you have. Take your room. Let them call you stupid. Let them call you foolish. Let them call you mumu. Look at all this hero worship. I've defriended many people in these days. From my defriended. I don't have time for that nonsense. Are you kidding me? Amen. I am stupid. What do you know what you are? Is your head correct? You see the kind of demons that are unhinged now. You see the fangs. You see the Oyubo demons, unchained demons in America. Unchained. Hostile, they've removed their fangs now. They're showing they're not. And you're sitting down and you're talking English.
Yeah.
So prophets are custodians, sir. This truth we have, sit down, marinate it. The Bible said in Acts that the Bereans were more noble than the Thessalonians. Why? Because they sat down to. So get this truth for yourself and run with it, and shut your ears to anything else. Because when you're trading with God's truth, nothing can stop you again. Nothing else. See, the anointed is in your life to make your life easy. Not for you to scrutinize his English or his suit. To make your life easy. They are custodians of rooms. Jesus, my Savior, he died for all of us. Yes, but there is order in the kingdom of God. There is rank in the kingdom of God. Please sit. I'm about rounding up now. Prophets are helping hands. They pull you, push you, tug you into your destiny. So you must know the prophet of your prosperity. Sama, blessed are you when you have a good pastor. I'm not saying there are no other ministry gifts that you can trade with. But I tell people, there is the primary spiritual influence in your life, which is to be your pastor. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Your primary allegiance and loyalty should be to your pastor. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Every other ministry gift supports the pastoral office. Yes, they have their place, they have their giftings, and God rewards and blesses them. No doubt about that. Are you here, somebody? I said, are you here, somebody? Yes, sir. Bishop Edo said, learn the wisdom of the moon. It positions itself and takes the light of the sun and does not generate the heat. So let the pastor generate the heat. You take the light. I like that one. Even the Bible said, in your light shall I see light. Look at it now. Malachi 4:2 calls Jesus the Son of Righteousness. Are you the one that died on the cross? You guys were quoting 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. Who died? Who died? Who they take? Who died? Who they take? You see? So Jesus is generating heat. Me, I'm enjoying the blessing. But here in the realm of men, let my pastor generate the heat. Me, I'll come and trade and climb on his head. I'll climb on his shoulder and enter my place. Sit down there and be talking English.
They're talking about men. You want to glorify men. Put men on a pedestal.
Be talking your English there. I don't even have time. After all, how many professors did COVID kill? In Lagos, all of them that attended our event, all of them, one by one, they were just dying. I mean, these are professors. These are guys that have been trained, global, high-caliber professors. But Satan's a waster. You think he knows high-caliber professor?
I went to Harvard.
Sit down there. They bury you with your Harvard. He's still an ancient devil behind the systems of this world. Ancient devil, when do they speak English? You know, Satan is the ultimate Terminator. Remember that Terminator now? Terminator knows how to speak any language. That's Satan. He's the ancient devil. He knows how to speak Japanese. What is Japanese? His own. He's a waster and a destroyer. So you must align yourself with the mysteries of God's kingdom. So you must align yourself with the mysteries of God's kingdom. And you'll be safe. Truly, you don't need to know too much to fly high. It's not men of intellect that get this thing. It's men who can align to kingdom principles. You don't need to know too much. One man of God told us a story one time about a guy, an account about a guy who was in Abuja. This guy was, you know, this kind of guy that when you're walking around, his map of Nigeria, you see on your stand stinking. His clothes sticking to his head. Shoes, holy shoes, holy, holy. Holy shoes that emanate not fragrance. There's an incense they bring out. May you never know what I'm talking about in Jesus' name. So this guy goes about slapping around in Abuja. So one day he happened, like Ruth happened into the field of, he happened into one service. So one anointed was speaking and said, some of you today are looking at me here. In the next couple of weeks, you'll be handling billions of naira. So as he just entered, you know what the guy said? He was shouting, you know when people are desperate, like blind Bartimaeus. He said, I take him. I rope him for body. I take him. I rope him for body. I take him. I rope him for body.
people in that church will look at the guy. Look at this man. Who's this guy? Who's this guy?
Not quite 2 weeks later. Wait now. Wait now. Not quite 2 weeks later. The guy just the waka waka. What did I say? The guy just the waka waka for road. Then one car stopped and looked at him. Excuse me, do you know the way to this thing? So, oh guy, I don't know the way. Then the guy went. That guy came back. He said, but I'm looking for so and so now. I'm looking for one estate agency. Do you know about that? He said, I don't know now. But can you help me find it? He said, no now. He said, well, help me find it. So he helped him find it and report back and brought it back to him. He said, but I have this thing I want to sell now. I have this land I want to sell now. I have this building I want to sell now. The guy, they slap, oh, no money. He was striking. He had to go and see this guy in Wuse too. And he was living outside Masaka. He slapped there, sweating. But when God has kept your place, thou maintainest my lot. Let me remember the story now. It's a true story.
True story.
So this guy came. He was shaking like this. This man said, oh guy, you trust me? I said, now go on. If you can sell it, no problem now.
Yes.
He sold that thing, that property for several billions. And they gave him 10% commission. I take him. I rob him for body. Wait now. So he came to that church. He came to that church struggling with Ghana Must Go. They said, who is this? You see this money? He said, pastor, no, but you talk ham. Now wait till you talk with this. The guy knows if you speak English. No, but you talk ham. Daddy, no, but you talk ham. Of course, that guy will become one of the pastor's favorite sons in the ministry. Who is taking something tonight? Who they rob him for body tonight? Prophetic words are spirit. They jump on you. They're spirit. They jump on you when you take them and do business with them. He climbed on the head of that prophet. And he's a wise man. When he understood, God is our source. But there are streams that connect to the source. So when he understood the stream that connected to his source, he pitched his tent there. Now that's not the end of it. From then on, the guy started selling properties in billions of naira. Got an office in Uptown Wuse too. In a few months, this guy was one of the major estate agents in Abuja. This is not a story. It's an account of something that happened. Trading real life prophetic words. He said, I catch him, I rob him for body. Say, the prophet of my prosperity. Say, I'm ancient, I'm modern. Say, I trade with truth, not with tricks, but with truth. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So learn the mystery of the moon. Jesus has generated heat. One gift he gave us, you know the gift. When he ascended on high, he left captivity captive. He gave no cars. He gave no money. But he gave gifts to men. He gave apostles and prophets, evangelists and pastors and teachers. He said, I gift you. I seed you with these gifts. By these gifts, profit. So you must stay, like Ever Boswell said, in the word of God until your mind is rewired and recalibrated. You are in this world, not of this world. Don't play their games. You are strange. They are the upside down ones. This is real life. You pull things down from your kingdom. And all they'll be doing is looking at you and observing. This thing I'm telling you guys now is not one thing of too far far. We don't already stretch. You will start seeing manifestations as we lift our worry. And then finally, the Lord put in my hand and said, watch your associations. Wise men flock with wise men. I predict your future from your associations. Sir, ma, love everybody, but don't bring anybody and everybody into your inner circle. We're talking to pastor. I said, some of my relatives. voted for one president somewhere in the world that's quoted to say, I'm for anybody, I'm nobody, whatever he says. And I told them, I said, watch them. Just watch them. And now I told my wife, I said, you see what I was telling you before? The same guys that voted that way, they're supporting this way in America. Somebody said, your life in the next 5 years will be determined by the books you read and the associations you keep. Not everybody should be in your inner circle. Figuratively, you just need a four good friends. Remember those guys that carry Jesus? They don't have to be four, just figuratively. You just need an inner circle that agrees with you. You don't need people that you're out of sync with. You need people that are fanatical about Jesus. Look at the atmosphere you guys are generating. You need those kind of friends. You have friends, they don't pray. They don't sow. They yap tithing. You know Ikebe Superon. Some of you don't know Ikebe Superon. Well, you don't need to know it. That comedy that when the guy is running, his heel is sitting, he said, run! Opening their mouth and talking about anointed ones, run. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You need to hang around people who do, number one, are headed in the same direction you're heading, and they all who have been where you desire to go. Either they're heading in the same direction you're going, or they have been where you desire to go. Companion of fools shall be destroyed, but they that walk with the wise shall be wise. Be not deceived, be deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. So the law of the inner circle, you must make sure that your inner circle are people who completely believe what you believe. So you generate spiritual momentum. Because these are not days that you joke with your destiny. Are you here, somebody? I know you guys already know it, but let me reiterate it. Forget about age, forget about experience. Are you here, somebody? Josiah ruled at 8 years old. Elders came around him and supported him and submitted to him. Mary became a virgin. I mean, it was Mary. Jesus was between 13 to 17 years old. Are you here, somebody? David, 17. Joseph, 17. So some of myself, you're much younger than me. You don't even old to pass. You guys should break into your $1 million this year. Quickly this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said enter in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said enter in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said take your desire in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let me add this one. 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 I thank you. I thank the Holy Spirit for reminding me. Let me add this one. It's Bishop Oyedepo that said this: you will never know my secret for God until you know my heart for God. For without a heart for God, you can't make a mark. And that's the truth. It's not men of intellect that get this thing. Get your heart right. Are you here, somebody? When God gives you your first million ever, make sure that your mama didn't give birth to a fool. Make sure. When you get, not if, when you get. When you get. When you get, not if, your first million, it is for God. Some other of you, when you get your first 10 million, and some others of you, when you get, I said I've come to give portions here. Some others of you, when you get your first 100 million, when is your first fruit? I've noticed this, that the primary blessing of giving is not what you get, is what you become. For what you give, you conquer, you subdue, you enter, and you establish in that realm. So I mentioned 1 million, I mentioned 10 million, I mentioned 100 million. But when I look at Pastor Peter and Pastor Godwin, I know I can't talk. I can't stop until I talk about the billions flow. So when you get your first 190, you show your capacity by what you can lay down. Power to lay down. When you lay down, you conquer. And God establishes you in that place. For God is not a respecter of person, and God is not a user or dumper. So when you get your first 1 billion, you say, Pastor, he don't come. He don't come. He don't come. Money is just a figure. Money is just a figure. Pray this thing in and get this image in your heart. You know, in those days, we used to have, you know, Nitel, they tried to follow Igbo and they couldn't sustain it. This coin something. When you put your coin in the box, coin box, telephone, and it just... That's the thing about prayer. How do you know you have taken it? It concretizes in your spirit. And you rise up, you know you have taken it. So don't stop praying until you take it. I know you guys don't do that here, but it's always just like, we are children of grace, we don't pray that long. Continue. I know now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody say, I take him.
I take him.
Sir, catch him.
I catch him.
Sir, rope her for body. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. See, I've come by divine commandment. The Lord told me here, and I will level with you, I'm honest with you. But when I came here during worship, the Lord said portions.
Amen.
Allocations.
Amen.
Packages.
Amen.
Listen to me. You have taken on a new identity.
Amen.
A new image.
Amen.
As you leave this place.
Amen.
And who you have what you have entered into will make you a divine, has made you a divine magnet.
Amen.
I tell you the truth in Christ Jesus. You're going to go some places this year you have never been before. There's some people listening to me right now, physically, that before 2021 ends, your feet would have touched every continent on this earth. I lie not in Christ Jesus. Every continent. Some of you, the financial goals you have for 2021, before this first quarter ends, you will have to go to God for new goals. Because money is rushing you here. And I smell foreign exchange. I understand that you can take naira and change it to dollars. But I see you doing business in dollar waters, euro waters, pound sterling waters. Now let me leave it at this. That heart, sir, let the grace of God help you to tame your heart. When God knows your heart is with Him, is the sum total mystery and revelation or breakthrough your heart. Glory to the name of the Lord. I said glory to the name of the Lord. By privilege. See, let me tell you something here. Every time there's an opportunity to do something in the kingdom of God, God wants all His people blessed. But God will not be limited by anybody's disobedience. Why will business not work? Water does not pass through a pipe and leave the pipe dry. You can't be panting for the kingdom of God like this and be broke. This is not English. It's little hinges that swing big doors. Let your heart be for God. Put your money where your mouth is. Put those hands together.
We believe the word of God has begun a good work in you.
making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.